We are now joined live on the line on WBEN by Daryl Moody with WDBO Radio in Orlando. Daryl, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
And you are on the scene, or you have come back from the scene at the station after reporting on what's going on?
No, I'm still here. About a block or so south of the Pulse nightclub at the media staging area. We are awaiting another news conference from Orlando police and authorities here on the scene. That press conference was originally scheduled for 9:30, now moved back to 10:15.
And is there any word on why it is that they keep having delays with this? Are they still presumably gathering some information and deciding what to parcel out to the media?
Well, that's what I would assume. I mean, you know, at the last press conference, they told us that they still had at this hour some 20 or so victims, dead bodies, if you will, still inside that nightclub. And here, you know, from down the street from the nightclub, you know, we've seen the Orange County bomb squad inspecting a vehicle parked across the street from the nightclub. You know, obviously, with as well prepared and as orchestrated an attack as this appears to be, authorities really just want to do their due diligence and make sure that the scene is safe before they begin their forensics process of processing the scene of what's inside this nightclub.
And we learned earlier from talking to your program director Drew Anderson that this gentleman came in there pretty well armed, a couple different guns, high-powered assault-type rifle, a handgun, and perhaps a suspicious device. Then we got word about a controlled explosion, but police now saying that was caused by a device that they intended to use to distract the shooter. So begs the question, if he was, as described, in possession of some kind of a pack of explosives around his body, have you heard anything about the disposition of that?
No. Oh, no. They're only calling it a suspicious device at this time. Again, there were reports of explosions. Those were flashbang grenades being used by the SWAT team, the Orlando Police Department SWAT team, as they stormed this building. I think what's kind of lost in the details here was that there was a three-hour hostage standoff after this shooting. So you had somebody barge into this nightclub around 2:02 this morning, opening fire on some 320 patrons inside the club. Essentially, from what authorities are telling us, 20 bodies inside the nightclub, another 42 people transported to various hospitals in the area, and then you had some three-hour standoff with hostage negotiators talking to the shooter, people holed up inside of a women's restroom, communicating with police from outside. It was somewhere around 5 a.m. that Orlando police decided to go in the building and rescue some 30 hostages. There was an exchange of gunfire between Orlando police and the gunman. The gunman was shot and killed. One Orlando police officer was struck in his Kevlar helmet, did sustain some injuries, is expected to be okay, nothing life-threatening, but, quite a chaotic scene playing out for several hours overnight and into the early morning hours here in Orlando.
And it appears there are several outlets that are reporting that the gentleman's name involved in this, Omar Mateen, is the alleged gunman. So kind of begs the question, because people are going to ask, domestic terrorism, yes, but maybe more pointedly something else?
Well, when they started the first press conference, they immediately said this is an act of terror. They immediately used the term terror. After the different officials made their statements, there was a Q&A session. I asked the Orlando Police Chief John Mina, I asked him, can you share with us a physical description of the shooter? He declined to do that. Seconds later, another reporter asked, was the shooter from the area? Two different investigators immediately responded no, which implies to me that they know more about this shooter than they are telling us. Within the past hour, they have identified this shooter as a man by the name of Omar Mateen. Obviously, with a name like that, you can make whatever assumptions you want, but investigators are holding what they know close to the vest at this hour.
And presumably they will have more to say about him and more about the shooting, I would imagine, at 10:15. And also an officer apparently was hurt during the assault to try to take him down, from what I understand.
Yes. Shot in his Kevlar helmet, did sustain an injury to his eye. Police were very quick to say that the officer involved is expected to be okay, not a life-threatening injury. But like I said, obviously there was a shootout.
And anything else new? I mean, it's been awfully difficult, and I understand that the Orlando police are very good about giving out information, but it's just kind of curious from our standpoint up here that a lot of what they have put out has been through social media, except for an occasional scrum with the reporters just to kind of keep you updated on what's going on.
Yeah, Orlando police really kind of keeping all of us in the loop through their Twitter page.
All right. Daryl, thank you very much for that report from the scene, and perhaps we'll be checking in with you tomorrow to get an update on what things we learned throughout the course of the day today.
Oh, yeah, we will learn more in the hours ahead for sure.
All right, Daryl, appreciate it. That is Daryl Moody reporting for WDBO Radio in Orlando.